Beatles in that one. What a great song. McFadden and Whitehead on BBC Radio Merseyside. And that's eight no stoppers now. It's 10 past 11. A very good morning to you. Hope you're enjoying your Wednesday morning. Now then, all week on the show, we've been talking about apprenticeships, as you know. The job market pretty tough out there for many. And in particular, young people may not be able to afford university. An apprenticeship could be the best way to get into work and establish themselves, you know, in every way. It can also be a great way for businesses to affordably train new staff. And last week, I went over to meet a lad called John Piggott, who's the Managing Director of Atlas Fire and Security, and I asked him about the apprentices that he'd taken on.
Yeah, I've got two apprentices that we've had now for 18 months. That scheme was funded, or part-funded, by Wirral Borough Council. A thing they call the Wirral 100, where they provided finance towards the employment of an apprentice, 100 apprentices in September of 2009. Right. So we've now got a situation where we've got two young lads who came in, we trained them up, 18 months later, they're earning the money, they're being charged out. We've had the financial buffer from Wirral Borough Council to help us provide permanent employment for two local lads, and it's worked out brilliantly. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look back, I'm sure, to when you started out in work. Was that something you had in mind when you were looking at taking apprentices on?
No, when I was a kid, I come from a very poor background. When I left school at 16, I couldn't afford to stay on. I just went out and got a job. Kids of today, they haven't got a lot. They've got university, and some of them can't afford to even go these days. Or a proper job, a real job. You know, we can't all be doctors and dentists. Some people have got to be plumbers and electricians or alarm engineers, and it's a proper profession, and it's a well-paid profession. Wirral Borough Council, again, have given local businesses an impetus to employ apprentices on more money than the normal apprenticeship scheme pays, in the knowledge that they're getting a profession at the end of it, you know, a trade.
I mean, you're very passionate about what you do. I can tell that just by the conversation we've had earlier. What benefits have you seen with the two people you've taken on?
Well, there are a number of benefits. The first thing is a kid comes into you knowing that they've got a job for 2 years, knowing that they're going to earn a reasonable amount of money, knowing that the employer is not looking to use them just on the apprenticeship scheme, which a lot of them are, and to be fair to the employers, they're just providing an apprenticeship. And even if I wasn't going to take them on beyond the 2 years, which I definitely am, they've got 2 years life experience, 2 years work experience, 2 years of being able to say, oh, I work for Atlas Fire and Security for 2 years. But I am passionate about giving people employment. We've got a thing on the Wirral called Wirral Waterfront, where Peel Holdings are going to build, hopefully, the biggest planning application ever in the UK, unopposed, and it's going to provide massive amounts of work for the Wirral for 25, 30 years. Nice. Well, if that starts, which hopefully it will do shortly, I could take on 40, 50. What is going to happen with the Wirral and over the coming years, this Wirral Waterways, there's going to be a massive amount of employment for trades, and the apprenticeship scheme is a perfect way of providing that employment.
Sure. So just to bring Chris in, Chris, just tell us your story. What you left school and what happened after that?
I went on to university for 2 years, but I wasn't enjoying it, so decided to leave and get a job. Found out about the Wirral apprenticeships, went on the internet, on their website, applied for a couple, and got the interview for Atlas, and successful.
So what trade have you gone into here? What is your profession?
An alarm engineer.
Alarm engineer?
Yeah.
So how have you found it? I mean, obviously you wanted to go to university, that wasn't for you. How have you found this? Have you fitted in quite easily to it?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it. There's a lot to learn to it, but it's taking it step by step and learning what you can.
Well, what did your family think of it? You know, when you went to university and you decided that wasn't for you and you wanted, you know, to get another profession, as it were. What did they say about that?
Well, my mum pushed me really to go to university. Like, she really wanted me to be there.
Sure.
When she got to you, I wasn't enjoying it. She didn't want to be going there or anything. I told her I was leaving. She was really supportive and she found out I was actually getting a job and wasn't going to be sitting around.
So what do you get out of this more than anything? You know, you're learning the trade, you know, you'll obviously go on one day to probably run your own business or whatever. What are you getting out of at the moment?
Just knowing that you've got a job that'll last hopefully for the rest of your lifetime. Everyone always needs an alarm in the house or security, so.
What's the best thing about working for John? As he sits about 3 feet away, this is a bit of a loaded question.
Yeah. Everyone's really nice here. You never get spoken down to being an apprentice like you can do in other companies. Like, they always treat you like, like you're fully trained.
Thanks for your time today and good luck with it, Chris.
No problem, thank you. Cheers.
Really nice people. Well done to John Pigger for taking on the apprentices over there, over at Atlas Fire and Security on the Wirral. And well done to Chris, a really nice lad as well, making his way in life as an apprentice alarm engineer. So that's what it's all about this week. It's apprenticeship week. You'll be hearing more as the week goes on as well. It's Sean Styles. It's Radio Merseyside. A very good morning to you.